We're on Chavdei Zomit Beis. Tomorrow we have another vacation on it. Okay, Ha'osa Sukasa Barosha Agala or Barosha Snina Ksheira. Rashi learns it's talking where you make the sukkah on a wagon, literally, or on a boat. So it's kosher, and you're allowed to. Tosa says olin law doesn't necessarily mean that you can go up into the sukkah, since they used to make their sukkahs on the roof. So the way that describes going into the sukkah means olin, but it could even be if the sukkah is on ground level, it's called olin law. But here it's talking taka where it's up on top of a wagon or on top of a boat. So the simple idea of olin law applies too. You climb into the sukkah. You're allowed to climb into it on Yontif. Barosha Ilan Ogabe Gomol Sheira. If you build the sukkah on in a tree or on a camel, so it's kosher. The ain't only be Yontif because you're not allowed to make use of a tree or an animal on Yontif. Shtayim beilon v'achas bidei adam. If you have two of the walls are supported by the tree, and one of them is made and supported by the ground. See, Rashi explains how that is. Oshtayim b'dayon v'achas b'dayon, or even two that are made, not dependent on the tree. And one depends on the tree. But one of the main walls of the sukkah depends on the tree. Ksheira, the sukkah is kosher, v'ein olon b'yontif. Because you're mishtamish in the tree in a way that you wouldn't be able to have that sukkah if it wasn't for the tree. Shalosh b'dayon v'achas b'dayon, if you have three walls, though, that are independent of the tree, and one of them is dependent on the tree, then it's kosher. Because you're not making use of the tree, you don't need the tree, because you only need three walls. Zehaklal. The rule is, anything where you could take away the tree, and the sukkah will stand by itself, so then the sukkah is kosher, and you can use the sukkah on yontif too. Okay, Rashi. Even though the sukkah is moves and it's not set in one place, still kosher. Okay, you don't need the sukkah to be set in one place. And we had before that there's man v'yomru hold not like that. There's a sukkah that's not set in one place, so you make it with the bed, and the bed is movable. It's not kosher. But this mishnah holds not like that. Varosh Hasnina, Shumokum Gavor Shall Snina, Vahayam Gavor Ma'od, the Ain Horim Akifin, Vaharua Sholeta Shom Vokrosa. The Chiddush by the Rosh Hasnina is that there are strong winds in the sea, and it's high up, and there aren't any mountains or anything to obstruct the winds. So we'll see when it's kosher, when it's not kosher. Ksheira, the Dira Saroi, Sogiba. Even though it's a Dira Saroi, still kosher. The Omla Biyantif. Right, all these, there's no chiddush that you're allowed to go into a boat or onto a wagon on yont. But since the seif is talking about animals and what's it called, trees, where you're not allowed to go into them on yont, so it mentions here you are allowed to contrast it to that. Barosh ha'ilan, tikin moshova barosh, shova osa shom mechitzos uschach. So Rashi learns, barosh ha'ilan means that you made a tree house. The bottom, the floor of the sukkah is supported by the branches of the tree, and then you built up walls that are also supported by the tree. Ksheira l'chol shomoid, you're allowed to sit in that sukkah on chol moed. V'at b'yontif im over v'olala yotzadech ovasa. Even on yontif, if you ended up using the sukkah, the iser, you're yotzei. It's not, we don't say it's a mitzvah b'abadeira, because some people hold that mitzvah b'aveira doesn't apply to Isuri d'Rabbanan. Others hold that mitzvah b'aveira is only where you need the aveira to do the mitzvah. Here you don't need the aveira necessarily to do the mitzvah. And others hold that the only time you say mitzvah b'aveira is if you will not fulfill the mitzvah, then what's it called? Son?
Is it on?
Yeah. If you don't do the what's it called, if you don't do the mitzvah, then the aveira won't be done. But over here, even if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you're still using the tree. So the avera is irrelevant to the kiyum ha-mitzvah or not. So in any case, it's not a mitzvah avera. And Rashi says, even if b'dieved you're yotze, You were ole into the Elon. Be isher, you're still yolchi the mitzvah. The ain ole no be yontif, the gozer barabon. Still, you're not allowed to go into this treehouse on yontif. The ain ole be Elon, the mishtamshim bo shem yitlosh. You can't make use of a tree or anything that's directly connected to the tree. Shtayim be Elon vachas be yontif. Somach karkoyis hasukah rubo be Elon. Most of the floor of the sukkah is in the tree. And you made two mechitzos around the floor in the tree. The achas also be the adam be'eretz. And the third wall you didn't make in the tree. You made it on the ground. There's a picture in the back here. The third wall is supported on the ground and goes up into the tree. Where's the case? Here. The third wall is not in the tree itself. Here, the wall that's a bidei adam is on the ground, not supported by the tree, and it goes up past the tree. It's supported on the ground and it goes up. And the other ones are supported on the tree itself. Somach tzas karkois asuka be'emtza dofen v'igbi'a dofen nenu l'mal asorah. You support it on the ground, and then 10 tefachim up past the floor of the sukkah. Or two that were done like that, and one that's supported by the tree. Since if you would take away the tree, the sukkah wouldn't be able to stand by in that way. So the sukkah depends on the tree. So therefore, you can't make use of the sukkah on yontif. The mishtamish be'ilon, because that's called using the tree. But if you have three mechitzas that are independent of the tree, then if you take away the tree, the sukkah will still stand. So then the sukkah is not dependent on the tree. So using the sukkah is not called using the tree. Okay, mani masnisin Rabbi Akiva. Who is our mishnah? It's Rabbi Akiva. Detanya ha'osa sukkasa barosh asnina Ram Gamliel posel Rabbi Akiva machsha. Right, Rabbi Akiva says that if you made a sukkah on the head, the top of a boat, so it's kosher, and Rabbi Gamliel says it's possible. Let's see one second why Rabbi Gamliel holds it's possible. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, Sheboim Besfina. As a Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva were on a boat. Omad Rabbi Akiva also sukkah barosh asfina. Rabbi Akiva made the sukkah up above deck. Lamacher noshva ruach the akrosa. The problem was that a sea wind came and knocked the sukkah down. So whenever it says knock the sukkah down, does it mean it knocked the walls down or just it knocked the schach off? In order to be, there's an eno yechol lama baruch mitzuya, which is one of the psulim of the sukkah, which we'll see. Right? What does that mean? That the whole sukkah has to be knocked down? But if the walls stay up, even if the schach will be put up, you can put it back. That's still kosher. Or no, it has to be that you just that the schach is able to be pushed off. Omer lobem gamliel akiva hechem sukkascha. So Gamliel woke up in the morning and said, Rabbi Akiva, where's your sukkah? Omar Abaya, the Kule Alma, 1 second, Hechen Sukkascha. Okay. So first of all, where did Ram Gamliel do? Did he have a sukkah or not? So the Aruch Lener says, Ram Gamliel built his sukkah like lower down. So the winds didn't get to it. And Rabbi Akiva built his higher up. The Sfasema says it doesn't make sense. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that l'chatchila you should build it in a place with dafka where there's wind, which we'll get to in a second. That's the psul of according to Rabbi Gamliel. If there was a place to build it lower down where the wind wasn't a problem, and that's where Rabbi Gamliel built his sukkah, why didn't Rabbi Akiva build his sukkah there? So say Pasha, there was only room for one sukkah, and there was only room for one person in that sukkah, and Rabbi Gamliel got the space, and Rabbi Akiva had no other choice but to build it somewhere else. But the Sfasema says that Rabbi Gamliel didn't build a sukkah. He was an honest. There was no place to build it, that the wind wouldn't knock it down, a strong wind, and Rabbi Gamliel held that that's possible. And Rabbi Akiva will see, held it's kosher. So Rabbi Akiva built the sukkah, and the next day there was no sukkah there. So the Maisa didn't have a sukkah either. It depends. If it's only there, if you can't do it. But if you can do it, above the derech, what's it called? Holchei drachim only potter from sukkah, that it affects their halichas drachim. If they can build a sukkah, they're supposed to build it. Omer Abaye, the Kuli Alma Hecha, the Einu Yechol Alama Baruch Mitzuya, the Boshel of Klumbo. So what's the machlokas? If the sukkah is not strong enough to stand up by a Ruach Mitzuya, Okay, Ruach Metzuyah is a regular breeze. It's a machlokas in Yerushalmi, what a Ruach Metzuyah and Ruach She'ena Metzuyah is. Ruach She'ena Metzuyah, that's the main thing. Right? Ruach She'ena Metzuyah, some say, means a storm wind. Okay, but Ruach Metzuyah is anything less than a storm. So the sukkah, according to that shita, has to be able to withstand everything but a storm. Okay, but if it can't withstand even strong winds that are not regular breezes, then it's what's it called? It's not called Yichol Olam Ruach Metzuyah. The other sheet in Yerushalmi is that Ruach Metzuyah means breezes. Anything that's not a regular wind that's all the time, a little bit stronger, not a storm, is also called Ruach She'ena Metzuyah. So if the sukkah can't stand up in a Ruach Metzuyah that's normally on the ground, which is a lesser wind, then everybody holds a sukkah as possible. Because that's the shear of what's called a sukkah that can stand. If it couldn't stand on a regular land wind, then it's not a sukkah. Yichol olam b'sheinu metzuyah d'abasha kuli amalo pligi d'ksheira. If the sukkah can even withstand an unusual wind on land, which is not as bad as an unusual wind at sea, right? Everybody holds that's kosher. Keep pligi b'yichol olam b'ruach metzuyah d'abasha. What's the machlokas from Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva? Where the sukkah could stand a unnatural wind on the ground, if it would be on land, the yam, but it can't withstand the extra strong wind of the yam. So machlokas is Ram Gamliel sovereign sukkah diras keva b'inan. You need a diras keva, and if it can't stand where it is, even a wind that's not mitsuya, then it's not called diras keva. The kiv neichol am beruach mitsuya diyam. Oh no, what's it called? It can't stand beruach mitsuya of the yam. Those are three levels of wind. There's ruach mitsuya of the land. That's the lightest wind. Then there's ruach she'ena mitsuya of the land. That's a strong wind. Then there's ruach mitsuya of the sea. That's a stronger wind than a ruach mitsuya of the land. But it's not as strong as Ruach She'ena Metzuyah of the land. Okay? So if the sukkah can't stand up in the Ruach Metzuyah of the land, right, then surely it's not good in the sea. It's not good anywhere. If it can stand the Ruach Metzuyah of the land, but it can't stand up to Ruach Metzuyah of the sea, that's the machlokas. Because it could theoretically stand up if it had been somewhere else. But it won't stand where it is now if you have a Ruach She'ena Metzuyah that comes, right? So, of the sea. So, what's it called? That's where the Machlokas is. Rabbi Gamliel holds you need Diras Keva, and therefore it has to be able to stand with a Ruach Metzuyah of the sea. And Rabbi Akiva suffers Sukkah Diras Haroi Bo'inan. The Kivan Diachol Olam Baruch Metzuyah Diaboshek Sheira. All you need is a Diras Haroi. And if it can stand up to a Ruach Metzuyah of the land, even though it won't be able to stand up to a Ruach Metzuyah of the sea, okay, but Lamaisa, if it doesn't have that kind of wind, it'll stand, that's good enough. Rashi. Lo klumhi, dafilu diras aroi lahavya. If it can't stand up with a Ruach Metzuyah of the land, which is the least kind of wind, then it's not a sukkah at all. It's not even diras aroi. Everybody else is possible. She'ena Metzuyah the Yabosha, Havi Ruach Metzuyah the Yam. An unusual wind on land is a usual wind at sea. So if it can withstand an Eina Metzuyah on land, then it can stand a Metzuyah at the sea. That everybody holds as kosher. But if it can't stand up to a Ruach Metzuyah of the sea, but that's called the Ruach She'ena Metzuyah of the land, that's where the Machlokas is. Yichol olam baruch she'ena metzuyah d'abasha, d'haynu ruach metzuyah d'yam. Right? D'kulei alma, afal gav de'eno medes baruch she'ena metzuyah d'yam. Right? If it won't be able to stand up to a wind that's not natural at the sea, that doesn't make a difference. As long as it can stand up to a natural wind at the sea, kol shekein, it can stand up even to a ruach that's not natural on the land, which is equal to that, that everybody holds as kosher. D'afil laman de'boy sukkah diras keva ika. That's called diras keva, if it can stand up to an unnatural wind on land. Okay, let's go on. O al gabi gomel, he built it on top of a of a camel. So here again, Rashi learns that you made a sukkah on top of an animal. You put a board on the back, and you built the sukkah up. Tosus learns that it's not talking like that. It's talking where the sukkah is on the ground, and you made the animal a wall that holds up the schach. Put the animal on one side, or two sides, or whatever, and it holds up the schach. And that's, even though it says, again, ole, doesn't mean you have to climb up to the sukkah. It means going in. Aliyah means into a sukkah is the way, of course, of describing going into a sukkah. So, masnisin mani, Rebbe Meir here. Mishnah goes like Rebbe Meir. Tanya, ha'osa sukkaso, al-gabe behema, Rebbe Meir machshir, Rebbe Yehuda posel. The Mishnah says that it's kosher. Just you're not allowed to go into the sukkah on Yom Tov, it's Rebbe Meir. Because it says whoever builds a sukkah on top of an animal, so either on top means that the bottom is, the floor is on top, or the schach is on top. Rebbe Meir says it's kosher, Rebbe Yehuda posel. My time is Rebbe Yehuda. Why does Rebbe Yehuda say it's posel? Omar kroa chaga sukkos tasa lechoshivas yomim. Sukkah haro'uya l'shiva shmo sukkah. Sukkah she'enuri l'shiva lo shmo sukkah. This sukkah is not fit for 7 days, because you can't go into it on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So Mela, it's not a fit sukkah for 7 days. And even though the Isser of going into it on Yom Tov and Shabbos is only the Rabbanan, so some say that it's only an Isser, only Psul the Rabbanan. You need a sukkah that's Roy L'Shiva min HaTorah, and if it's not Roy L'Shiva min the Rabbanan, it's possible with the Rabbanan. In other words, no. When the Pasuk said it has to be Roy L'Shiva, we don't care what the reason is why it wouldn't be Roy, right? If for some reason you couldn't get into that sukkah, right, is a practical thing, is no difference than if the Rabbanan said you can't go into it. So it's possible min HaTorah, not just possible with the Rabbanan. Ain't no roi mit the Rabbanan is already ain't no roi min HaTorah. Reb Meir, honami mit the Raisa mech zechazia. V'Rabbanan hu de gazruba. And the Reb Meir holds not like that. Reb Meir holds what's called roi to go in, something that physically you can't get into, or that's asur min HaTorah to use. But if it's only asur mit the Rabbanan, the sukkah is kosher. You, theoretically, you could get into it. Just the Rabbanan made an Isser on you not to go in. It has nothing to do with the Sukkah. The Isser is on the Gavra, not on the Chefza. And then Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Even if the Isser is on the Gavra, if you can't, Lamaisa, use this Sukkah, then it's not a Sukkah that's real Shiva. And Rabbi Meir holds no. It has to be something in the Sukkah itself that prevents you from using it. Not an Isser on the person. Rashi. Haruya algavi behema kagon nosen blossos al shnei susim. You put boards on two horses, behem karkoyis asukah, and there the floor of the sukkah. V'osu l'mal mechitzos v'schach, and on top of that you made mechitzos and schach, and it's supported on the back of two horses. So they madaik, why two horses? Think pashit, because one horse does not seven tefachim by seven tefachim most of the time, so you need two of them to make the shear of the sukkah. But they have all two
pool. 7x7 board tied onto the back of the horse.
What?
7x7 board tied on the back of the
horse. On one horse.
Yeah.
Maybe, but maybe won't just won't be what's
more
it called?
Practical. What? Let's
start with that's what Rashi said too. Okay, it won't sit well if it's what's it called? The horse's back is thin, so they have a seven. It's going to be wobbly on both sides. You have it on two.
The kids on the. The door on the ox, it's the same story.
That's exactly, and that's why the Gemara. Oh no, but there the Gemara says just the opposite. That if it's on the board, he's not going to feel. He's going to feel comfortable. Okay, but oxes, no, the oxes are not horses. Oxes
so
are much wider.
It's on an ox. Not
okay.
A horse.
Oh, so it's two horses like one ox. Okay. Okay. Haru'uya l'shiva v'hashta the gozer rabbanan ain't olin law nimtza shein really omrisha. Now that the rabbanan said you're not allowed to go into a tree or onto an animal, so you can't use the sukkah all 7 days. Okay. Asar the behema dofin l'sukkah. Okay, if you made a behema a wall of the sukkah, right here you didn't make the whole sukkah on the animal, but you made one wall of the sukkah. Like one of the walls that you need to machshir the sukkah, an animal. Reb Meir posel, Yehuda machshir. Reb Meir says posel, Reb Yehuda says kosher. Shoyi Reb Meir omer, kol dover sheish bo ruach chayim, ein osin osa lo dofin l'sukkah. Anything that is alive, you can't make a dofin for a sukkah. V'lo lechi l'mavui, you can't be a lechi, the standing stick on the side of the mavui, to be machshir the mavui. V'lo pasin l'biros, we had surrounding the water hole to make it a Rishus HaYochid, so you could water your animals in that area. Below Golil, a kever, and you can't make it a Golil to a kever, a living thing. Rashi learns Golil, a kever, is the cover of the Aron. And Tosus learns the cover of the kever. None of those things can be made from something alive. Mishum Reb Yossi Aglili Omru, Afein Kosin Lov Gitei Noshim, you can't write a get on something alive. My time at the Reb Meir, why does Reb Meir hold that you can't use these living things for any of these things? Abaya Omer Shematomus. Abaya says, because we're afraid it may die, and then you'll not have any of your thing. It's going to drop dead, and it won't be any more a wall or whatever. It's going to fall over, and so we're afraid that that's going to happen. And the mele, you can't use it lechatchila. En echanami, mikra din, it's a good wall. But we're afraid that the animal will die, and they have no wall. So therefore, we prohibit using it to begin with, because we're afraid it's going to die. Reb Zeira Omar, shemativrach. Reb Zeira says, not we're afraid it's going to die, we're afraid it's going to run away. Okay? Zemora says, what's a nafkamina? Bepil kosher kule amalo plige. Dinomi mayis, yesh bin ivloso yud. Right? By a elephant that you make as a wall that you tie up so it can't run away. So even if it drops dead, it's still 10 tefachim high, right? So that's no problem. Everybody holds, I'm not afraid it's going to run away, I'm not afraid it's going to die. Keep plige, where's the machlokus? But peel sheino kosher. You have an elephant and it's not tied up, so we're afraid it may run away. Or maybe not. We're not afraid it's going to run away. We're just afraid it's going to die. If you're afraid it's going to die, it's still good. If you're afraid it's going to run away, it's not good. L'man yomer shema tomos l'chashina. The one who says that we're only afraid it's going to die, no problem. L'man yomer gzera shema tivra chashina. Someone says, l'man yomer gzera shema tomos necha shema tivra. Doesn't make sense. We're only afraid it's going to die, and otherwise it's going to stand there forever? Right? A kol shekein, if you're afraid it's going to die, surely you're afraid it's going to run away. It's more chance it's going to run away, more elephants run away, right, then die. They can run away many times. They can only die once. So, therefore, if you're afraid it's going to die, you surely should be afraid it's going to run away if it's not tied up. Ela, Sigmar says, no, you're right. The peel, sheno kosher, kuli amalo plige. If it's an elephant that's not tied, everybody holds we're afraid it may run away. And therefore, it's no good, according to everybody. Keep plige, behemok shura. The machlokis is not by an elephant. It's by a regular animal that is tied. So if it's tied, we're not afraid it's going to run away. The only problem is, if it dies, it won't be 10 tefachim. It's not a big thing. If it dies, it'll keel over, and it won't be kosher.
Isn't the whole thing so bad at home? I mean, animal.
Well, it's just standing there. Give it a big thing to eat, and it becomes a... What else is the animal going to do? It has something more important to do than be a wall to a sukkah. There's some people that would be a very good thing for them to do. What's the Tzar Bali Chai?
It's serving the purpose of a person, it's not Tzar Bali Chai, the
definition. Huh? Yeah, but even so, it's not Tzar Bali Chai. Why are you Mitzrayim the animal? The animal has to park somewhere. You park him on your sukkah. And you give him a lot to eat, and you're not hurting him. Just the opposite. He has his chus of being part of the sukkah. Gets to see what's going on in the sukkah, whatever. Why is the animal... But he's right, even if it would be Tzar Bali Chaim, but if there was no other way for you to build a sukkah, you're allowed to be Mitzayer animals for the sake of human beings. Okay. Zmar says, L'mandi Omar, G'zer Hashem Ativrach Lo Chayshina. The one who says we're afraid it's going to run away, it's tied up, can't run away. L'mandi Omar, G'zer Hashem Ativrach, Nechu Shem Atomos. Zmar says, but even the one who says we're afraid it's going to run away, and now it can't run away, but it can still die, why isn't he afraid of dying? Misalo shchicha. No, dying is not a davar shchicha that the Rabbanu Shem made a gzera. You can't use this animal because maybe it's going to die. Animals, usually don't die, over yontif or whatever. They're not afraid that this specific animal is going to die at this specific time. Zmar says, v'ha'ika ravcha debeni veni. L'maisa, how could you use an animal anyway as a mechitza? There's too many spaces. The animal's higher than three tefachim off the ground. There's spaces between the legs. Where it says, the avidle behutz of a dafna. You filled up the spaces. Now you may get with Tzar Bali Chai. You filled up the spaces with thatching. You thatched, you made a little mechitza underneath the animal, right, to close up the spaces. So Mara says, the dilma Riva, maybe the animal will decide to lie down. Right? Then that's then the end of your mechitza. So Mar says, the mesicha ba'ashli mila'el. No, you have ropes holding the animal up so it can't lie down.
Elephants don't lie down.
What?
Elephants don't lie down.
Okay, but we're not talking about elephants now, we're talking about behemoths. So therefore, now your question's a good question. What's it called? We have the animal suspended by ropes so it can't lie down. There's thatching underneath its stomach, and that's how you made the mechitza. The Gemara says, "Laman the Omer Gzeira Shem Atamus Nomi Hamasicha Ba'Ashli Mela'el." According to one who says, "We're going to die now that it's supported with ropes." Right? You have it tied to a tree right above, so it, even if it dies, it's gonna, then it won't be tzar balechayim, what's it called, if it dies, it's not gonna fall down, because it's supported. So what are you afraid of? Mara says, zimni demokim epochas mishlosha somach v'schach, because sometimes you put the animal exactly lovud to the schach. The animal's not big enough, and you don't have enough everything else, thatching or whatever. So you fill in the space underneath, you tie it up, and suspend it within three tvachim of the schach. Now, if anything changes, you're not going to have a wall. Okay? Because it's not going to be within three tvachim of the schach. And therefore, v'kivan demayis, where is it? V'kivan demaisa kavtsi, v'lava datoi. If it dies, it contracts. So the animal will still be suspended, but it will contract. It'll get smaller. So now there'll be more than three tefachim between the top of the animal and the schach, and it'll be possible. Yeah. What? No, because what's it called? Three tefachim within the, not height, because then it's a good, no, but it could be not. It could be that the animal has to be...
Whatever total of ten.
Right, you have to have at least ten tefachim, right, to make, say, good asik. Here you're talking where you're making the animal like seven... And then the three is there. So you won't say good asik because there's no ten. So you'll have, what's it called, an animal now that's only six and a half because it's dead. When it was alive, it was seven. Now it's only six and a half and you don't have ten tefachim. Okay. Rashi. Lo pasin libiros, desnan be'eravin, osin pasin libiros, arbo diyumdin, we had that you have a water hole, and you want to make it into Rishus HaYochid, so you can put four corner brackets around. Lebor, Rishus HaRadim, Vabor Omok Asorah, the Rishus HaYochid. You have a bor Rishus HaRadim, the bor itself is Rishus HaYochid, so you can't take out of the bor and bring it out on the ground. Then Yochel Amalos, Meno Elim Kein Mokav Mechitzos. You have to make the area around the bor Rishus HaYochid. Mitnei Behemus Oli Regalim, Mitiro Mechitzos, Biar Badiumdim. They will matter the minimal mechitzos of a corner piece, four corner pieces. Larba peos. You can't use an animal to be these corner pieces. If you made an animal a cover for a casket, right, that's not called the cover of the casket. Yamrim behema maksha hamakasha de golil metame b'maga uvamaso v'oel. The fact that it becomes a golil on the aron is itself becomes tame. Even something that what's it called that's a balchai, it's not mekabel tuma. It becomes part of the tuma itself. Here's a case where a balchai can be mekabel tuma. It's not mekabel tuma. It becomes tame. Becomes the tuma. The rabbis go the dofik, and he also can't use it for that. But if you could have used it, it would be tummy. But it's, since you can't use it for that, it doesn't become tummy. It's not called the gol of the dofik. Gol is something covers, right? And the dofik is the things that support that. And Tosus learns talking where you made it a cover for the grave, not for the casket. Rav Yosi Aglilim refers to kamei tamo. The reason he says it's possible is because Reb Meir, because we're afraid it's going to die. Habehema biyontif etipol vein kandofen, and you'll end up without a sukkah. V'nimtza bottle mimitz a sukkah. Well, the kamei parach of the gol dekula he might tami. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, but when it comes to a golel, right, the rabbanon Right? They make zeres, they don't make it to be makel. Here we're saying that it doesn't become tameh. So the chara, why should it not become tameh? It should become tameh. So that Gemara is tomorrow's name. That 2 days we're going to ask. Kosher, the lekel amecha shema tivrach. If it's tied, we're not afraid it's going to run away. The kulei alma bein labaya bein l'rab zera machsher reb meir. Right? If it's tied and it's an elephant, then no matter what happens, they're going to be okay. The e nomi mayis v'ipol yeshmin v'asra asara. Because an elephant, even if it dies and it falls over, it's still 10 tefachim high, no matter which way you look at it. Misa lo shchicha v'afil reb meir lo pasu. Right, and the one who says that we're choshesh, Reb Meir says it's possible because we're afraid it's going to run away, but that man diomer holds, we're not afraid something's going to die. Not afraid at any point something's going to die. Or says Viko Rafa, the Beni Kari, Shu Pirtsa, Vali Filuk Shuchai, even when it's alive, there's spaces between the legs that are more than three tefachim off the ground. Or says, the Ovid Le Gether Beni Ragleha, you make a little fence between its legs to fill in the space. Behutsa Vedafna, Hutzalulove dekel, dafna anfe eight shikorin lurir. The godel bo pre shikorin bayish. You make it with thatching. You make a thatched little fence. Riva rovetis. And where it says, well, let's be afraid it's going to lie down. And where it says, ashli chavalim, you tie it with cables to hold it up. It can't lie down. Homasichav ashli me'el. So where it says, if that's the case, what are you afraid it's going to die? If it's supported, right, it can't. If it's going to die, it's still going to be supported. Vim tomos ain't an ofelis. Someone says, no. Zim de demokiva pachas migimu. Pamim she'en begova shol behema el shivo mashu. Sometimes the animal's not 10 tefachim high. It's only 7 plus a little bit. So you put it within 3 tefachim of the schach. And it's considered a wall of 10 tefachim. The sukkah sora de koi lo bepachas mishlosha somach l'schach. I mean, love it. But if it dies, right, even the maisi kavtsa mismaetis, it contracts, right, shrinks. V'havi le'shlosha ubot le'lovud. At that point, the space will be 3 or more, and now it won't be lovud, vein kandofa, and then it's not a wall anymore. So the mela, that's the problem.